It's another month and another Thursday. We are here with Doug Leonard with Audiological Services of Iowa, Sound Advice, and we are talking tinnitus today.
You say tinnitus, I say tinnitus.
Yeah, so neither one is wrong.
No, they're both correct.
Yeah, okay, good.
I do chuckle sometimes if we hear it as tendinitis.
Yeah.
That's like the inflammation of your tendons.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna
or
say.
Tentinitis. I don't even think that's a word, but people say it. Yeah, that's that sound that you hear in your ears that isn't coming from the outside. You know, it's being generated somehow in your auditory system, and you can hear it.
And I didn't realize that, I say people, but it could be doctors, it could be other people, however they're getting their information, that and it's a misconception that if you take out caffeine or you take out salt, that that's supposed to help.
Well, you know, I mean, number one, I'm not a physician, so I'm not dispensing medical advice. We always have to say that.
Sure.
With certain things. But, you know, tinnitus can be exacerbated, made worse by stress,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so things that would add to stress and our excitatory response could influence tinnitus. If people have noise in their ears all the time and they're going through a stressful time in their life, it's certainly going to get louder. So there's a common thought that, you know, if you're taking caffeine, which makes us excited, or other things, substances sometimes will make it worse. It's actually, you know, they've done some studies about that. And for some of us, myself especially, taking away my caffeine would probably make me more stressed than adding it and having my tinnitus be louder. So, you know, there's no hard, fast rule for that. I mean, the ultimate thing is whatever's causing the tinnitus, if you can try to reduce that, you're going to reduce people's annoyance by it.
You had an article that you sent. It says, what I really took away from it was what helps my nervous system feel calm and regulated.
Yeah.
And that stood out to me because if the coffee does help you, if not worrying about your diet helps you, then really, where do you stand on that? You'd obviously keep continuing doing what you're doing.
Right, absolutely. And of course, you know, whatever your physician is recommending is what you need to be doing. But there's, you know, there are some things that are kind of tossed around sometimes that don't actually prove out to be correct. So, you know, and tinnitus can be caused by a lot of different things. And the main take-home message, I think, today is, you know, if you have tinnitus, there are some things that you can do to try to improve it, hopefully. You know, the most common cause of tinnitus is hearing loss. And so having a hearing evaluation and documenting that hearing loss and then potentially maybe treating that hearing loss can reduce tinnitus. Can also be caused by circulatory problems. So, you know, you're working with your physician about your blood pressure or your circulation. If you have neck issues, cervical issues can cause tinnitus, you know, and you can see your physical therapist or chiropractor. So, you know, we don't want to give people the message that there's nothing you can do. We have a great resource in Iowa City. The University of Iowa has an awesome tinnitus program. So, you know, we've had folks that see us. Sometimes if I can't help them, there's nothing we're able to do for them, we'll refer them on to University of Iowa.
So basically making sure that you get the education that you need.
Yeah,
you know.
See a knowledge professional, whether that's your primary care doctor, whether that's an ear, nose, and throat doctor, or that's an audiologist. See what their advice is and go from there.
Now, if they have questions for you, if they'd like to set up an appointment with you, they certainly can do that a couple different ways.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from here in Carroll. It's 792-5933. They can also look us up online. It's asihearing.com.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.